Why do you eat at Al's breakfast? Well,
we especially like the interior appointments.
Got a carrot in your ear, Carol.
I can't hear you. I got a carrot in my ear. Here's a waffle.
It's a greasy spoon. One doesn't go to McDonald's when one can go to Al's. And I'm only sorry that my children and grandchildren will not see places like this.
Dad, I want it sunny, not runny.
Orange apple juice.
Reminds me of home.
Could you explain that to me?
I like the sound of having the stove real nearby and everything, you know, and the frying and just the general atmosphere. You know, it's pretty loose. Feel comfortable, not formal. You know. That's, I guess, the reason.
And then there's Al himself, thinking of retiring, but not quite ready to do so yet.
Well, I've been Al's Breakfast has been here for. It'll be 23 years on May 15th.
What's the seating capacity here?
Oh, 14 people at one time.
What are the physical dimensions of this place?
Well, the dining room part is about 10 feet wide and 30 feet long. And about 8 feet high. And of course, we wash the walls every Christmas vacation and pick up a couple of inches in all dimensions.
Up with the 203, see, making a stack on the side.
I've had the experience of going back somewhere to a place that I liked very much to find that it was completely changed over. And it's just a sad
Dad,
thing.
Can you scramble?
So I absolutely, we paint every year,
scramble
but we paint
shed,
exactly the same
down.
Color. So everything stays the same. And it looks cruddy, but we spend a lot of time cleaning the basics where danger could be.
How has the menu changed in 23 years?
The only change has been the addition of an omelet menu, and that happened about 5 years ago.
How have the prices changed in 23 years?
The basic prices from 23 years ago are up exactly 10 cents. I have changed prices 3 times, and it amounted to a total of a dime all the way through.
How come you never thought of expanding, going into big business? There's certainly a lot of students to feed here at the university, and you can only feed 14 at a time.
Yeah, right, but before I came in here, I was in big places. I was a chef in hotels, clubs, big cafeterias, and I just got fed up with the big places. Just got fed up with the big things, and when this little place opened up, then I bought it because I wanted to get small place. Of course, I have eaten in other restaurants where it's very cold atmosphere, and I just don't like it. And I think perhaps that is the reason that we do bend over backwards to make it a warm type of place.
That's the dish on the menu that has no price at all, right?
Yeah, right. It's the dish on the menu that makes it so wonderful to work in a place like this.
Tell me about the people that have eaten here over the many years and how you feel about them, how they've changed, or if they've changed.
They have changed in all these years only in appearance. Back when I started, it was all crew cuts and very athletic looking people. Now, of course, there's long hair and beards, but it's, as far as the people themselves, they have not changed.
What about the conversation? Has that changed?
Conversation has not changed at all. There always has been a lot of lipping off and a lot of kidding around, and everybody seems to get taken up with it. Very seldom real quiet time here.
What is there about the chemistry here that makes people talk like the person sitting next to them is their old friend, or yell at the cook, or mouth off to you?
I think it's the people themselves. I don't know, it seems to invite people who like people. And of course, we on this side of the counter like people. I think it's 50-50. on this side and on your side there that people are just absolutely friendly. We've had that all these years.
Soggy bacon again, Carol.
Yeah, soggy bacon, how's that? See? Good form. Move it down!
Al just treats everybody like they're his best friend, you know.
Not much room here.
No, but that, you know, that makes it nice. You know, the people standing in line behind us are as much a part of what's going on as we are right now.
Al's Breakfast, a nourishing experience in a lot of ways. I'm Connie Goldman.